December, Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right in the beginning was of the little visit with Juanita late this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. Channel 1 Right in a new reel. In the beginning of the visit with Juanita late this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. Channel 1 Right in a new reel. In the beginning of the visit with Juanita late this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right.
Drinking now.
Give her some
7 up. She just ate a piece of cake. Oh. Now I just thought I'd bring the recorder back while I was out there at the house. Yeah, we got some. You got a refrigerator right behind that door? Yeah. We just, it just stuck out, you know. We didn't have any.
Made as much noise. Couldn't hear yourself talk. Thanks.
Now you don't hear it?
Well.
Also, we got room. The thing stuck out, you know. We couldn't.
Not quite as much.
Move around.
You know, Irma was over. I didn't realize how noisy those things were until I bought the damn thing.
What make did you buy?
Whirlpool.
Well, the Bentleys bought a cold spot when they moved into their house they're living in now. She said that she got another one on account of the noise that it made. And they got a Frigidaire.
Yeah.
When they got tired of the noise the cold spot was making. But you know, Whirlpool makes cold spot.
Come
think
makes
of
a lime.
I used to.
Let me tell you one of you. Ms. Boyle, we bought Ms. Boyle's old refrigerator. She'd taken over to Harry and what's his name?
S.J.
And
Hilton. That's
Hilton. Hilton, yeah. And we bought it from him. Well, he didn't get anything out of it. He just sell it for us. And you know that old cold spot? That was just the thing. It was, you know, had a little bit too much wear on. But it was just right. This is way under too much refrigeration. But, I don't know, I sort of intimidated or something. You can still buy something like that. And you know, we used that for 10 years. And she used it for 10. And it never gave any trouble. It was still working when we discarded it.
We tried to get it, buy another one like it and couldn't. Because I couldn't keep any ice cream or any frozen meat, but that didn't matter.
No, there's a little handicap in that way.
I just run to the store.
That's right, just go to the store. That'll offer.
I'm usually going to the store for something anyway.
Yeah.
At least I am.
Oh, my experience with appliances has been miserable.
Well, I bought the refrigerator that the Dales had. They, when they built their new home out here, they wanted to get a new refrigerator. So I bought their old one.
Mm-hmm.
It was fridged there. And I've used it, I've been up there since 64, so I've been there 6 years. No, 65, I guess. 5 years. I haven't had any trouble. I don't know how old it is.
Yeah.
It was old enough that they wanted a new one.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could live very well on people's discarded equipment. And I think we'd get along better. We'd be up to date sufficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we get too much up to date, it's too costly.
Yeah, I went home Friday and Big Mama had a hospital bed. She called Wise to bring her a new hospital bed.
Yeah.
She thought that was the answer to her problems.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, didn't have the electric controls. And she'd want the head raised. Then it'd be too high, let it down a little.
Yeah.
And then every time she had to get out of bed, well, then the bed had to be flat, you know, for her to get up off of. And then as soon as she was back in, she had to get that thing regulated just right with the head.
Yeah, I thought about that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, for that her use, you don't need a high one. The high is for the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, if you're able to get up, you don't need it that. You say your mama's got her right over back of the house and you can't see it.
I haven't been around. I haven't been to her house.
You haven't.
I was over there Thanksgiving Day for about 5 minutes, long enough to go over and pick up a pan of dressing that she had made for me.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I've been there.
Yeah.
All my traveling's been out on this end.
Yeah. I've got all my rye out where people can't see it. And it's just like a Christmas tree. It's pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have it out where you can see it.
Gosh, and it's hot. Oh, it's beautiful.
And I can see it so beautiful and green back over there in the crop.
Well, it's pretty.
It's a cow, know where it is.
Yeah, I don't leave men very long. I take them out. They don't need to go in it every day. But it's growing, so I may have to let them in.
You know, he just opens the gap and they walk in, and he just opens the gap and takes a little hay and they walk out.
Yeah, they follow the hay out. Now, why they follow hay
when they can eat that? Because they got the stomach full.
Yeah.
The green stuff, and they want something else.
I guess so.
Wife was cute. One day she said, most people have to call the animals. Most people have to herd the animals. All a guy does is just take a bucket.
Well, you know what Daddy would do? And he'd go down in the pasture before he ever built the house down there.
Yeah.
He had cows, and he'd go feed them. He'd get carrying pellets. Well, when he got to the gate, he'd blow the horn. And by the time he could open the gate, those cows would be there waiting. All you had to do was blow the horn, and they would come.
Yeah.
He had one bull. Was it running that much?
No, just barely. It's all that.
Wish it would.
But he had one bull that could get at the end of the car on the bumper, and he could almost raise that car off the ground.
Yeah.
And he had one that sees reflection in the side of the car. He had a black car, and that one scratched up the door, you know, just taking his head. And
see that beautiful thing there? It moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a painting. But they don't. They've had so much to eat this summer, they didn't come up there for suet. They're just beginning to come back. You know you miss them.
Ajax is so unhappy.
Yeah.
And Mickey went off on the horse and got with him.
He doesn't care. He's on Molly.
He and Molly are the best friends. You talk about friends. They are, yet.
Many a girl would like to be Molly.
Yeah. They go out and just spend hours together.
He has a big picture, Acorn. Big picture of her in his room. Not a picture of a girl anyway, they say.
You know, I like to think of Woodard and Miss Annie when I be a little depressed. I see nothing would please Woodard so much now as to keep on that same old farming that he's always done. That's what he likes to do.
I want to get a hold of those tapes that Dewey made on farming, the old methods of farming. He taped all this material for a book with the idea that if we ever had an atomic war, people would need to know how to farm without the implements that they depend upon today.
Yeah.
Well,
have you heard him?
No, he let Peggy Llewellyn take him over with her. She went to Malaysia. Her husband went from the university with a couple of other people over as consultants for Vietnam government. And he's Saigon, and they live in Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
So Peggy was to type this typed manuscript. She thought she'd have some time over there to do it, so I don't know whether she's ever gotten anything typed or not.
Oh, I see.
But he died in October.
You know, these people like Mr. Boyd, he had lived fine. And now his view of it would be considerably different, see, from the Rickson brothers.
Mm-hmm. See, Dewey was an agricultural agent.
Yeah.
And he graduated from the University of Florida in about 1923,
yeah.
24, somewhere way back. And he knows the old methods of farming, but then he's watched the improvements.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
What have you.
I tell you what, I'd just love to work with somebody on a project like that and talk to the people who, like Woodard,
mm-hmm.
who have used these old methods. I don't know enough about the old methods. I've used them, brought up using them. But I don't know enough about them, you see, to handle it. It's just like horses. Faye knows so much more about horses. If we talk about horses, she has to sort of set the pace. But I wish that would really be nice. I just enjoy doing that for a holiday.
Well, Dewey went down to Puerto Rico, and he worked with the government down there in sugarcane development of sugarcane down there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when must have been back in the 40s.
Oh.
And he had some type of improved sugarcane that he planted out there on his place. He had 5 acres out the Newberry Road, off the Newberry Road, out there close to where Dr. York has developed some property to build his home. But he got him a sugarcane mill to grind it. And he rigged this up solely for the purpose of grinding cane juice for himself and his friends. But somewhere in his World Book excursions, he found a mill somewhere and traded somebody out of the mill, and he got the thing mounted. And you know what he used to pull that mill? He used his riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
And he'd hook it up, and he'd... I stood out there and stuffed the cane in the mill for him to grind juice. But even this 2 years ago, he had a good cane crop. And then last year, he wanted to put in the cane again. And he really wasn't able to look at it. So his wife told him, you know, let it alone. Well, he sold it for seed cane. But this year, he had a little that came back up on its own.
Well, see,
but he was in a nursing home.
He knew enough about it to make something of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now this, I worked with Florence, with her out there a little bit. Gertrude. I forget Gertrude's name. Out there at Shiloh, out in that neighborhood. Got her started last year.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Now, where'd the cane come from?
People grow their own cane, and she
mm-hmm.
has the mill.
Oh, Gertrude has the mill.
Yeah.
And they bring it to her to
yeah.
make the syrup.
They do the work, and she just furnishes the mill, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Dewey was going to do that. He was going to go in halves, you know, and make the syrup and sell the syrup and all this stuff. And Eunice talked him out of all that.
Well, there's a right smart work about it.
That's a lot of work.
Right smart.
And my grandfather used to make syrup
yeah.
every year. He had a
vat. Yeah. You got to have somebody around the house that's pretty healthy if you make
mm-hmm.
it. But it's, that's nice. And the syrup they make is, it don't taste like the same thing as what you buy in the stores. Well.
Yeah, there's one of the chemistry professors that lived out there, and he had some colored neighbors, and the colored neighbors had a mill and the fat and everything to cook the kettle to cook the syrup. So they bought some of the cane from Dewey, and had the colored people make syrup for it.
Oh, I tell you, I'm sorry I got stuck with cattle.
Now, what would you rather be stuck with than cattle?
I'd rather have a few, like we used to have, mixed farming. I'd like to have a little cane and make a little syrup. And a little sweet potatoes.
Well, you can get your little patch of sugar cane. Doesn't take very many rows.
Well, now you speak
to
for
make
you.
All the.
You speak for yourself, sister. Time you take care of a herd of cattle all year, you don't have much time for five children.
But the cane doesn't take any work. All you do is plant it, and it comes up.
The cattle don't either.
Well, I thought I'd tell you where you could get some cane seed if you want it. Yeah, I think Eunice has still got some out there in the field. So.
I'll give you.
You'll pass up the opportunity to make your own syrup.
I'll give you a place to put it. No, I tell you, I'm
not
sorry.
Not me.
About
Big
that.
Mama used to do that farming bit. You know, it was impossible to keep her from doing something.
Yeah.
As long as she was able to do something, she was going to be doing it.
Oh yes.
And out there in that field beside the house, behind the little house, she'd have. Cabbage, and then she'd have beans, and she'd have squash, and she'd have eggplant. She's tried it all, and I don't know what she's made any money on.
Yeah.
Papa always said it cost him money every time she planted something. He's the one that wound up with the bill. She'd swear it didn't, you know, that she made money out of it, but
yeah.
Nobody could ever see that anything was gained from
no.
from all her,
except she had the fun.
I reckon she did. At least it kept her busy.
I think about that over here at Cross Creek, some of those people I know over there, like Mrs. Guthrie, she had a little money, I think, Mr. Guthrie left her, and she has put it into equipment, hay baler, bulldozed out some of that old land that they let go, they let it go up. And I just thought to myself, sister, you'd make more money if you just put this in the ceiling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spinning it kind of way, so they won't get anything like
Do
that.
Do you know those people that live on the other side of the highway that built that beautiful home? They lived in the barn until they built the house, but they have Hereford cattle,
mm-hmm.
and he works at the university, and she's sick. They have quite a few children.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I have an idea.
You have to turn off the highway and drive down a lane, drive back up.
Yeah.
To get to
yeah.
their place. And I can't think of their wrong. Their last name. They bought World Book for the children.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they buy it?
They bought it from me.
Where did they buy it from you?
Out there at their house.
Yeah, that's what I think. You just went around.
Mm-hmm.
I you'd still be doing that if it wasn't for this
mm-hmm.
manager?
Mm-hmm.
We should do it over in Lake County.
Well, you have to go to Marion County.
Well, it ain't any distance. You know, that just fascinates me. Now, I couldn't do it, but I sure would love to.
I couldn't either.
I'd love to try. I sure would love to try. And look at that. You'd be outdoors, and you'd see all those people. Now, you see, she knows those people over there. I know them very well. Dodd, Shirley. I know the children, all of them. I just let you find out.
Yeah.
Just see what you knew about them. And they're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get acquainted with people
mm-hmm.
like that. And that's what I'd love to do. Yeah. But now, I don't know them all.
Well, how is she? Because
oh.
the last time I talked with her, she was going back to the medical center to see if they could find out what her problem was.
Oh, she's in and out of the hospital.
Still?
Yeah. But when she's out, they really have time, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They're in the new house now, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but see, I never have a chance to see people like that. That's the reason I love to hear people talk who've been out and know people like that. Now
you should have known Dewey. Boy, he could have entertained you day and night on end.
He knew him.
He knew people, and he loved people.
Yeah.
And he loved, and well, he said that he just wished he had found out about World Book a lot sooner. So he got into it sort of by chance. He had to retire from his ag work because he had a stroke. And he tried chicken farming for a while, and he had a lot of chickens, and they didn't make any money at it. And then, he must have been about 60 when he found out about World Book. And he just loved it.
Yes. How long were you in World Book?
About 3 years. I was with him part-time for a little over a year. Then I stayed full-time, a full year.
I used to think, wouldn't it be nice? I told Florence, I'd just love to catch you sometime and go around, make a round with it.
No, it's a it's a gift. This business of life and to meet people and
mm-hmm.
be
yes.
able to do
it. Yes. Now you see, Juanita and Florence both can do that,
mm-hmm.
but I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have Florence's ability by a long shot, but you know, she's always been like that. And she just the opposite of her mother, because Ruby was always so quiet.
Yeah.
And but Florence never met a stranger. When she was just a kid in that restaurant, anybody that came in there, she'd carry on a conversation with them.
Yeah.
She just never met a stranger.
Well, Juanita, that's your background. You see, you did the same thing in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You knew everybody that came in. They're just rich, and now you see in the stores, they don't know anybody who comes in.
And Florence has got a little one that can talk, too. The baby?
The baby.
Yeah, the other night, at first she wasn't going to get out of Florence's lap, but when she did, and she and I went in the girl's bedroom, and she kept me entertained.
Oh, did she?
She's a silent.
Just talking?
Just talking. Oh, she's cute. Talking, playing, carrying on.
She entertains you.
Oh, yeah.
No shyness there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Florence ever been shy.
Florence hasn't ever been shy.
But she's just interested in people.
Mm-hmm.
She seems.
What was Tuck Mac like when you first knew him?
Not any different from what he was like the last time I saw him.
Is that
really?
Right? Did he ever work?
Just farming.
Well, did he actually work or just talk?
No, he worked. Because they had corn and they had different crops and things, and then he had, I guess he looked after cattle for the Ocala Lumber Company, too. They had cattle up in the hammock there, and he looked after their livestock. And, no, they always had crops.
But he hired, at that time, you could get the right smart help.
Yeah, but he did most of it himself.
Well, he could handle cows, but he still have to have a good bit of help handling
them. I don't know who he ever had to help him.
Oh.
Well, he was bitten by a rattlesnake when he was getting the corn in one year. This was a long time ago. That they had the wagon in the field, and this snake struck him up above the top of his boots. And he nearly died from that rattlesnake bite.
Yeah.
But he's done, he's really lived back there, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. The impression I get got from Tuck is he just sort of like poetry, everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
He just took to it. Even when he lost money, it was still.
Yeah, he was always, they always seemed content to live out there in the country, back out there where they've lived.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never lived anywhere else. Of course, they lived in the other house until they moved down there in the house with Mrs. Chitty, Mrs. Mac's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's been so many years ago now. But, Margie, I guess, likes the country. Lillian goes down there, but not that much.
Does Margie live in the country?
Well, she moved to, you might say, to the country. It's a little old place called Darien, Georgia, as I understand it. Well, it's Townsend, Georgia, is the name of the place, out from Darien, up above Jessup. And it was a real small place. But I don't know where they're living now.
Yeah.
I think they live down closer to Brunswick.
Yeah. Brunswick. Brunswick.
What?
Brunswick, they call it.
Who calls it?
They call them Brunswick. Brunswick is a good thing.
You know, I got to go.
Bye.
Well, we enjoyed your visit.
Enjoy the cake, the juice, and well, conversation.
We know what you needed to.
It was hard on you coming out here, but at least we got, felt like we got to know you a little bit.
Mm.
Well, I guess it was harder on the kids, really, because.
They don't hurt them that tough.
Yeah, but when it gets to be day in and day out, you know, and.
They take it better.
They were getting to the point where they were sort of resenting the fact that Mother wasn't ever at home and things like, even though they realized Big Mama needed somebody to look after,
Well, you might say I'm getting a bit anxious too.
Because this thing kept going. Yeah.
And if Big Mom had had her way, she'd still been sitting up there in that house, and everybody would have been moved out there around her.
Yeah.
Now, this has been perfect all right for her.
Yeah. If she could just held her own.
Well, she wasn't holding her own. She'd been losing ground. She realized it then.
For some time.
Ground for
long time.
You know, even before Papa died, she
yeah.
lost a lot of ground there when she had to go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
But, I don't believe anybody ever realized it. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, we have had some good visits to you, and you still come around.
Well, you know where I live in town. That's Sky does, so stop by.
Because
I really don't know. I don't know when George will let her out of the hospital, and I don't know what we'll do when she comes out of the hospital. We have to make some kind of arrangement.
You know, Juanita come over and have lunch with her sometime. They like to get out of the office.
Sure.
I mean, next year. We live just about as close as the rest. I just say, you know, well, I might just chat a few minutes.
Sure. We usually just eat there at the house. Snack, peanut butter. I've been taking some cottage cheese and fruit to the office with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that boss has a refrigerator under his desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be something.
They went to the Primrose one day, you know. Just to see if they could.
Oh, it did.
That's why she didn't you?
Did I say y'all went to the Primrose?
You all went to the Primrose and came back just for the hell of it. And I said, that must have been a nice trip. Right in the middle of traffic.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just about easy to get to the Primrose. You can go down 2nd Avenue and cross over to Northeast First and Northwest First and park in there behind the Primrose.
Mm-hmm.
And food is as good as any in town. Beats anything out there around the university.
Yeah.
Those prices are so high. College in?
I wish we could talk with one here now. I could pass on to us some of the things I've learned about it from taping.
I think she'd be interested.
Yeah.
Like Florence was.
Yeah, Florence is. She worked with me for some little time, you know. I learned a lot from her. that's not the way it's said. I didn't learn it from her, you know, just working along with her. Because, she's had so much experience. the talk people do is mostly chatter and waste of time. what you want to do, you want to get a little direction.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use my experience, I want to use your experience. And you don't do that all the time, but by and large. Now, you open it up. If you make it mechanical, they're not very much fun. Say, let's talk about the World Book experiences. But, you see, what I found out from people like Mabel, you didn't have to be mechanical. They had that great gift of talk, where just a green light was just a flick of a little sense. That world book, you hardly have to give a name. And they pick it up, she and Phil would pick it up just like that. And it you'd go along with them in a very easy way. And it was always that little, that's the old world. I've been lost. You grew up in it, but you haven't had a chance to live in it. See, that's all they ever lived in. And, that's it. But,
Nick made a good statement sitting there. We were talking this way, and Nick knows what we're talking about. And he said, isn't it too bad that the educated people can't talk?
That's right.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The art of talking, the talk.
Now, I'm typing a manuscript now, and there are two authors. And the first chapter of this book, the introduction, is so horrible.
Yeah.
So horrible, really.
I think there's some hope in her.
I think there's a little hope in her. I think she can see the light. I think she
well,
can see that.
You know, this is going to be a textbook for college students. You know, either a third or fourth year student. Possibly graduate students use.
Well, you see why they
And it's so simple. The introduction is so simple. And the same thing is said over and over, and just changing the sentence, just the sentence structure just a little bit.
Get lost in words.
Yeah. Well, I typed it the way he wrote it, and of course, it probably changed 8 times before it's finalized, and I hope it's the. But that first chapter could be redone, but it wouldn't be 3 pages long to say what he spread out in about 30
double-spaced
pages.
Well,
this Channel 1 right, and the end of the visit with Juanita, late Wednesday afternoon, the 23rd of December 1970. Late Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December 1970. Juanita, the end of the little visit with Juanita, around 5:10:20. This late this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December 1970. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right, around 5:20, and the end of the visit with Juanita this late this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd December 1970.